I blast woke Twitter and the media seemingly on a daily basis for their softness, their overreaction to things that people say. We just talked about this last night with Brian Kelly, saying in jest that he wanted his team executed after they played poorly in the second half against Florida State. Nowadays, people have this tendency to unnecessarily get into their feelings, especially dudes. I don't think there's ever been another time here in America with so many emotional men walking the streets. Beta males are everywhere. But if I'm going to call out the overreactions, it's only fair that I recognize when the reaction to something is actually right. And the reaction on Twitter to what Kyle Farnsworth tweeted yesterday, the reaction from the media, it was 100% right. Those of you in the audience that were born in the mid to late 90s, you've probably never heard of Kyle Farnsworth. He had a long career in Major League Baseball, but it wasn't anything that I would call memorable or special. He damn sure isn't walking into the Hall of Fame. He was mainly a relief pitcher, finished his career with a 4.02 ERA and a 43-66 record. You know what I remember most about Kyle Farnsworth? I grew up a huge fan of the Chicago Cubs. They were god-awful most of my childhood. But in 2003, the Cubs were great. It was a magical season. For me, it was one of the best baseball seasons in memory. Remember the Steve Bartman game? Cubs are up 3-0 in the top of the eighth inning. They have one out. Moises Alou goes to catch a foul ball to get out number two. And Steve Bartman's dumbass reaches into the field of play and deflects the ball. It all fell apart for the Cubs after that. It was a huge momentum shift. The air let out of Wrigley Field. The Cubs were leading that series at the point. They just needed one more win to make it to the World Series. In that game, Kyle Farnsworth comes in during the eighth inning. Here is what I remember most about him.
In the air, right field. Plenty deep enough, you would assume, to get Cabrera home. Sosa the catch. The throw will come to the plate, and the Marlins have taken a 4-3 lead. That ball hammered into left center field. On the run, Alou. On the run is walked in, and it's off the ivy. Three runs are going to score on a double by Mordecai. A 7-run Florida eighth inning.
As you can see, he was a bum. I bring up this brief history about Kyle Farnsworth because he doesn't really have the cachet to do what he did. I guess he was combing through the injury report for the Baltimore Orioles yesterday. I don't know why anybody would be doing that. The Orioles are god-awful, one of the worst teams in baseball. Unless you have a friend or a relative playing in Baltimore, there is absolutely no reason for anyone to be interested in the Orioles at this point. They're insignificant. They're irrelevant. No one cares. Matter of fact, I guess the Orioles should thank Kyle Farnsworth because this is the first time all season that they have been given any attention nationally. They suck. Apparently, Kyle Farnsworth has some type of interest in the Orioles. This is what he tweets yesterday. Quote, "So I just saw that a Major League Baseball player didn't play today because of general soreness. Are you kidding me? It's September. Everyone is sore. If you can't play through soreness, you shouldn't be playing the sport. Shaking my head." End quote. Those of you that have been following me for a while, you guys know that I hate when a player sits out in the NBA for soreness. Guys like Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie Irving, who consistently miss regular season games because of load management, soreness. But this situation in Major League Baseball is different. Kyle Farnsworth was talking about Trey Mancini. Either Kyle Farnsworth is uninformed or he's just a complete ass because Trey Mancini missed the entire 2020 season and he didn't miss it because he was afraid of the COVID. That's not why he missed. Trey Mancini was battling stage 3 colon cancer last year and he beat it. Instead of being denigrated by Kyle Farnsworth, the dude should be celebrated. He's inspirational. Beating cancer is brutal. It is a damn miracle he's back to playing Major League Baseball at all. I think it's understandable that he might have some soreness late in the season and need to take a game off here and there. Not to mention the fact that the damn Orioles are 43-93. They are 43 games out of first place in the AL East. I don't usually make guarantees on the channel, but I can guarantee you the Baltimore Orioles are not making the playoffs this year. Who gives a damn if Trey Mancini needs to sit out a game? Hell, who cares if he sits out the rest of the season? This team sucks. There's only about 3 weeks left in the regular season in baseball. Give the guy a break. Very rarely do I agree with Keith Olbermann on anything, but he was one of many in the media who blasted Kyle Farnsworth through this tweet. Of course, once the backlash came in, Kyle Farnsworth tried to backpedal it a bit. Here was his response, quote, "Let me clarify a tweet I posted yesterday. It was not directed towards Trey. His name was not mentioned in it. Cancer was not mentioned in it. It was directed towards players who can't play through soreness. There may be a fan that comes to see you play that day and you aren't," end quote. Look, I don't know what's in the heart or the mind of Kyle Farnsworth. Maybe he wasn't talking about Trey Mancini. Maybe it's a big coincidence. If that's the case, and he was clarifying yesterday, then why the hell doesn't he just tell us who he was talking about? Who he was directing that tweet to? Why not just tell us? Probably because he was talking about Trey Mancini and he didn't know he went through cancer last year. I'll let you be the judge of that. But even if he wasn't talking about Trey Mancini, let's pretend that he wasn't. I don't like stuff like this. I don't like vague criticisms. If you're going to criticize someone, have the balls to just come out and do it. Come out and say their name. Don't leave it open to interpretation, because if you do, things like what happened yesterday with Kyle Farnsworth can happen. You already know woke Twitter and the media are actively looking every day for somebody to cancel, for somebody to complain about. You don't give them extra ammunition by leaving things open for interpretation. If you have an issue with baseball players sitting out for soreness, call them out by name. Don't hide behind your Twitter fingers. Anyway, let's go ahead and close this out. We have a lot to get to today. We have a busy week here on the channel. But go ahead and let me know what you think about Kyle Farnsworth. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.